Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Greetings in the name of the Lord. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Where God is still working miracles. Amen. We thank each and every one of you for taking time out, amen, of your day. Amen. And coming. Amen. To join us. Amen. In the Prayer News Network. Amen. Where we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. We bless God tonight for life, health, and strength. Thank God for being our Savior. Thank God for being our Deliverer. Thank God for being our Keeper. Amen. Most of all, we thank God for salvation through the precious blood of Jesus. Thank God for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That indwelling power of God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, each one of you that come, amen, to be with us. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. And as you're coming in, amen, we want to go ahead and just, amen, encourage you to text a few people and let them know that the Prayer News Network is on live. Amen. Let them know, amen, it's time to pray. Amen. Invite them to come and join us in the Prayer News Network. Amen. We bless God today. We give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. We pray that each and every one of you had a great and prosperous day. Amen. That your day was very productive. Amen. And that you was able to hear from the Lord today. Amen. Through everything that, amen, was said and done. To see Jesus.
Entry and exit tones are off.
We just thank God, amen, for all things. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, our, amen, Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. We welcome you as well to the Prayer News Network. Amen. And God is everywhere. Amen. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're in, what corner of the world. Amen. Know that God is there too. Amen. He's everywhere. All at the same time. Amen. And that's amazing. Amen. Only God can do this. Amen. And because he's God, he has all power in his hand. And there is nothing too hard for God. Amen. Tonight we come to give the Lord everything. We come to give the Lord our situation.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. We come to take everything to the Lord in prayer. Glory be to God. Amen. So we just thank God once again for, amen, this Prayer News Network. Amen. We are on day 351. Amen. This is day 351. Amen. Amen. I tell you, we have come this far by faith, and we're yet leaning and depending on the Lord. Amen. God is so good to us. Amen. So we just take time to bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We just take time to give God all the praise, all the glory that is due unto his name. Amen. And we thank God tonight for our visionary. Amen. Our host in the person of, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for her. Amen. For her obedience. Amen. And stepping out on faith. Amen. To obey the voice of God. The songwriter says it takes faith to step out on nothing and believe that something is there. Amen. This was a, amen, a step, an act of faith. Amen. To step out, amen, and just obey the voice of God. Just from a thought, just from a vision. Not knowing, amen, where it was going to end up. Not knowing, amen, how long it was going to continue. Amen. But look at God. 351 days later, amen, we're still here. Amen. Still proclaiming the gospel. Still lifting up our voice in victory unto the Lord God. Amen. And we serve an awesome God tonight. Amen. A God that is worthy to be praised. And people, God, we owe God a praise. Amen. We owe God a praise tonight. Amen. Because he's just been that good to us. He's been just that good to us. Amen. Well, we ought to take time out Amen. And say thank you, Lord. Amen. So we just praise God for all things. And once again, we want to encourage you to text a few people, invite them to the Prayer News Network. Amen. As you know, amen, this broadcast is recorded live. Amen. We record, amen, our broadcast every night. Amen. And at the end of this program, amen, if you so desire, you can get a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. We'll give you the numbers at the end to, amen, to text us to request your copy. Amen. And we want you to continue to spread the word. Amen. Amen. Continue to send the word out because everybody is not going to make it to the line tonight. Everybody's not going to call in tonight. But one thing that everybody can do, everybody can still get a copy of the word of God in the service of tonight and any other night. Amen. You can get a copy. Amen. So we bless God and we thank God for this radio broadcast. Amen. This broadcast and radio broadcast included. Amen. For our listeners, amen, amen, around the world and other countries. Amen. Italy, China, Canada. Amen. Cambodia, Brazil, the UK, Tortola, the Bahamas. Amen. South Africa, the Virgin Islands. Amen. Uganda, Haiti. Amen. The word of God, amen, is reaching all around the world. God has given everybody a chance to hear the word of God and to repent. Amen. This gospel shall be preached in all the world. Amen. For a witness against them in the day of judgment. Everybody's going to be without excuse. Amen. Before the Lord comes, he's going to give everybody a chance to hear the word of God and to be saved. Amen. So the word of God is being preached in all the world to be a witness against them in the day of judgment. Amen. And you're going to be without excuse. Each and everybody is going to be without excuse. Amen. Can nobody be able to say they didn't have time or a chance or opportunity to repent? Amen. The word of God is going out now telling people to repent everywhere. Amen. The word of God is, amen, provoking people, encouraging people to repent everywhere. Amen. Lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. Amen. So we bless God, amen, for this precious opportunity. Amen. That God has given us to be saved, to seek his face. Amen. To get to know him better, to get closer to him. We just thank God for this opportunity, for this grace period. Amen. We are in the grace period. Hallelujah. And God is extending grace unto the world. Amen. Amen. It's not because, amen, we've done anything so great, but because God loved us so well that he's given us time, amen, to get it right. Amen. I praise God for all things tonight. Amen. So we encourage you once again to please text somebody. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is on. Amen. That we're on live. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all things. Thank God for all of our advisors, amen, that God has sent, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We praise God for all our advisors, amen, for those that are working in their calling. Amen. Let every man abide in his calling, wherewith he, amen, is called. And everybody, amen, has found their place in God. And we thank God for that, amen, for them, amen, taking the torch and running with it to help the work of the Lord to go on. Amen. And we are arm bearers. Amen. We are arm bearers to help the woman of God to carry this gospel and that this gospel may be, amen, preached in all the world. Amen. We thank God for all of our leaders, amen, our, amen, apostles, our bishops, our pastors, evangelists, ministers, amen, deacons, saints, mothers, everybody. We thank God for you all. Amen. For each one of you, amen, that, amen, taking your place in God. Amen. And know who you are in God. It's good for us to know our identity. God has given us our identity in Christ. And it's good for us, amen, that we know our identity. Amen. Who we are in Christ and whose we are. Amen. Who we belong to. Amen. We belong to the body of Christ. Amen. So we thank God for each one of you. Thank God for, amen, the late, amen, Apostle James. Amen. Apostle James. Amen. And Mother James. Amen. We thank God, amen, for them and for their labor of love down through the years. Amen. The sacrifices, amen, that they had made. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Taylor, Mother Taylor. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the other, amen, amen, bishops and apostles. Amen. Amen. That are in place now. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. We thank God, amen, even for my leaders. Amen. My Northern District Bishop, Bishop Richard Jackson. Amen. Southern District Bishop, Bishop Lewis Marshall, Mother Marshall. Amen. We thank God even for each one of them as well. Amen. Thank God for, amen, my covering. Amen. My pastor. Amen. Pastor Mark Holmes. Amen. Lady Kalisa Holmes. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. And them laboring in the vineyard for the Lord. Amen. We thank God for them. Amen. Thank God for your leaders. Amen. We take time to thank God and recognize your leaders as well. Amen. Because we know, amen, we cannot make it on our own. The Word of God lets us know, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So tonight we pray for all the leaders, amen, that God has set in place at this time, amen, to lead the people of God, amen, on his journey, amen, from earth to heaven. Amen. So we give God the praise. We give God glory. Amen. Then prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. As we're soon to, amen, go in prayer. Amen. Receive. Amen. Amen. Put your mind on Jesus. Amen. As we soon, amen, prepare to go in prayer. Amen. We try to make sure we got all the protocol out the way. Amen. And once again, we want you to know that we certainly do appreciate each and every one of you. Amen. We do appreciate you just, amen, making a sacrifice. Amen. Making it your business to be here. Amen. In this prayer line with us. Amen. And we thank God for your sacrifice. Amen. Your devotion, your commitment. Amen. To this prayer line. Amen. We praise God for you. Amen. So let us put our hearts and minds on Jesus. Amen. We go in prayer. Amen. And release.
Started.
Amen. Release today. Amen. Everything that you have underwent today, release it. Amen. We want to sing a little portion of this song before we go into prayer. Praise God. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, glory to your name. Bless your name, bless your name tonight. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We give you thanks tonight. Oh, God, we give you glory, God. We worship you tonight. Oh, God, we praise your holy name. Oh, God, for thou art worthy tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we praise you tonight, Lord, God. We got to praise in our spirit tonight, huh? We got to praise and worship tonight, huh? We got a song of praise in our heart tonight, huh? We got to praise and we got to get it out tonight, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? How great are you tonight, huh? Oh, God, you are a great God, huh? Oh, God, we thank you tonight, Lord Jesus, huh? We thank you for another day, Lord, huh? We thank you for how you spared our life, huh? How you kept us all day long, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Lord, we give you the praise tonight, huh? Oh, God, we give you the glory tonight, huh? Jesus, we take time out, just to say thank you, we say thank you, Lord, how you've been so good to us, we thank you, how you made a way out of no way, how you opened up doors, that were closed in our face, Lord, we just want to thank you tonight, you've been good to us, you healed our body, you saved our souls, you delivered us, from the hand of destruction, Lord Jesus, when we were lost, and confused, we didn't know, just what to do, but one day, you came to see about us, you touched us, with your finger of love, you breathed on us, you told us to live, you said live,
Hallelujah. In our own blood. When we were defiled, we wasn't fit to live. We wasn't ready to die. But Lord, you had mercy on us. You looked beyond our faults. You looked beyond what we were. And you saw what we could be. Oh, Jesus. Glory, glory. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for changing our lives. Thank you for giving us a new heart. You took out that stony heart. You've given us a heart of flesh. Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight. We can't praise you enough. You've been that good. You've been just that good. You kept us all day long. You saved the hand of death. You let our golden moment roll on just a little while longer. We thank you for that. We thank you for that. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being a deliverer. When we were in trouble, when our back was against the wall, you found us through. You made a way. You made a way out of no way. Jesus, glory, glory, hallelujah, we owe you a praise tonight, I'm going to bless you at all times, we're going to bless you tonight, we bless you at all times, we praise you in the good, we praise you in the bad, we praise you when we're up, we praise you when you're down, we praise you when we're sick, we praise you when we're well, oh, yes, we just got to praise you, we just want to praise you, you deserve our praise, you're Lord of Lords, you're King of Kings, you are God, you're Alpha and Omega, you're the beginning, and you're the end, you are the first, and you are the last, you said, I am, I am, that's my name, forevermore, I am, I am he, I am the beginning, I am the end, you are Alpha, you are Omega, oh Jesus, you are the one, there is none like you tonight, in the name of Jesus, there is none like you, we just want to take this time, just to thank you, we want to take this time, just to exalt you, for being Lord, even over our lives, for being the Savior, in the name of Jesus, you saved our soul, you healed our sin-sick body, you healed our sin-sick mind, in the name of Jesus, we bless you tonight, we bless you tonight, oh God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, we thank you. We thank for one more day. We thank for one more time. Oh, God, that you allowed us to see. Oh, God, so we can just get it right with you. So we can set our house in order. Oh, God, teach us a number of days. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, teach us to number our days. We realize tonight that our days are numbered. In the name of Jesus. We're living on borrowed time. You have given us borrowed time. You have given us time. Oh, God, to get it right. You've given us time. Time to seek your faith. Time to make a change in our life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to you tonight. We pray you a favor. Oh, God, save us from our sins. Save us from destruction. Save us from the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, redeem our souls. Redeem our souls from the snares. From the snares of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, sanctify us. Sanctify us through your blood. Sanctify us through your word. Lord, make us whole again. Wash and wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we need your blood tonight. We need your blood. blood washes, washes in your blood, sanctify to your word, pierce our heart, Lord, forgive us tonight, Lord, forgive us of everything that we have done, forgive us tonight of every sin that we committed in our body, forgive us tonight for being disobedient, for not obeying your word, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we repent tonight, for whatever we've done, that was against your will, whatever we may have said, that was not like you, oh God, we repent tonight, we repent, Lord, forgive us tonight, blot it out tonight, blot out our sins, wash away every transgression, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, make us whole tonight. Make us whole. We know it was the blood. One day when we was lost, Jesus died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, have mercy on us, Lord. Oh God, help us to pull up. Help us to do better, Father. Help us to be obedient unto your voice. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we still want to be saved tonight. Lord, we want to make it in. Lord God, we want to see your face in peace. We want to hear your welcome voice say, well done. That good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We don't want to hear you say, depart from me. You're worth all of iniquity. I never even knew you. We don't want to hear you say that. But we want to hear you say, well done. Well done. You've been faithful over few. Make you rule over many. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to your name tonight, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way in our life, Lord. Oh, God, we yield to you tonight. We say yes to your will, Lord. We say yes to your will, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done. Oh, God, continue to have your way tonight. Oh, God, move by your spirit. Move in signs and wonders. Oh, God, bless this prayer line tonight. Oh, God, bless the Prayer News Network. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let it be a soul-saving station. Let souls, oh, God, fall out with their ways. Let somebody cry out tonight. Say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you will show them. We pray you tell them tonight what they must do. Oh, God, they must repent and be sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it tonight. Only you can do it, Lord. Only you can do it, Jesus. There is nothing too hard for you. Oh, God, fill every house where they're sitting tonight. Wherever they gather tonight, God, fill the house tonight. Fill the room with your power tonight. Fill the room with your Holy Ghost tonight. Deliver tonight, God. Lord, send deliverance, even through the telephone tonight, even through the airwaves tonight, through the radio land, God. Lord, send deliverance to your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, save Israel tonight. Oh, God, our heart is our prayer to God for Israel, that they might be saved in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, save them tonight. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Father God, we pray that you will save them tonight. Sanctify them, baptize them, and fill them with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Have your way in their life, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless our leaders. Oh, God, bless our leaders everywhere, God, strengthen them and keep them. Oh, God, bless our advisors tonight. Oh, God, help them to stand, help them to go through. Oh, God, strengthen Nancy Bradley tonight. Oh, God, continue to encourage your heart, help them to do thy will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless her home, bless her family. Oh, God, bless her going out and her coming in. Oh, God, bless every one of our listeners tonight. Those that are sound of my voice, we pray that you will bless our listeners tonight. Oh, God, don't let them leave the same way they came. Don't let them get off this phone the same way they got on. In Jesus' name, oh, God, we declare, oh, God, the things shall, God, oh, God, shall be a shifting in their life tonight. There shall be a shifting in the atmosphere tonight. We declare and we decree it, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let something be said tonight. Oh, God, that will increase their faith. To cause them to believe on you as the scripture has said. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do these things tonight. Oh, God, we'll give your name the praise. Oh, God, we thank you for the victory tonight. Oh, God, any sick among us tonight. Oh, God, we pray that they will be healed. Oh, God, remember all of them that are on the prayer list tonight. All of those, God, that are requesting prayer. Look on the bereaved families tonight, God. We pray that you are blessed and strengthen every bereaved family tonight. Remember them in a special way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, be their strength tonight. Be their courage. Oh, God, give them courage to go through. Help them to stand. Help them to endure. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, have your way tonight, even on this prayer line. Let everything that be done is said. Let it be done deeply and in order for your will and for your glory. Oh, God, we'll give you the praise. We thank you. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing right now. We already know that it's done in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just praise you even for manifestation. Manifest tonight. Oh, God, send manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We believe you. We trust you. We count it done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Amen. Bless his holy name. Amen. Tonight we just praise God tonight for, amen, prayer. Amen. We know that prayer is always in order. The Lord told us to acknowledge him in all our ways, and he shall direct our path. Amen. That's what we are. We're doing. We're acknowledging the Lord tonight. Amen. So that God can direct our path. We don't want nothing to be done through vain glory, but we want everything to be done, amen, amen, in honor of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. We want God to get the glory tonight. Out of everything that's said and done on this line, amen, God gets all the glory. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for you, amen, that have come in, amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network, amen, where God is still performing miracles. Amen. And prayer still works. Amen. Prayer still works. Amen. And prayer changes everything. Amen. So keep praying. Amen. Keep praying. Amen. Pray until your prayer goes through. Amen. So tonight we just bless God for all things. Amen. I am your host. Amen. Your co-host for tonight. Amen. Minister Emmanuel Hogs. Amen. We thank God for our visionary, our founder. Amen. Of the Prayer News Network. Amen. Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God, amen, for her labor. Amen. And we're on days, amen, 351. Amen. Today, amen, is 351. Amen. The Lord has brought us this far. Amen. We're approaching, amen, a year. Amen. We're about ready to, amen, approach that year mark. And truly, this is the handwork of the Lord. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our lives. And we thank God for the great things that God has been doing already. Amen. Amen. On this line. Amen. All the precious word been coming forth. All the glorious testimonies. All the songs of praise. Just victory. Victory through the blood of Jesus. It all resorts into victory. Amen. Giving God the praise and the glory. Amen. For the great things that he has done in our lives. How the God is changing men's hearts. God is, amen, yet, amen, converting. God is yet sanctifying us. Amen. God is yet filling us up. Amen. Saul says, fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. And that's what God is doing. He's filling us up. Amen. Till we want no more. So we just praise God for all things, for goodness and his mercy. Amen. And we're going to move on tonight. Amen. We do have a platform tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We have a platform tonight. Amen. Where we're going to, amen, have, amen, testimony service. Amen. Sometimes, amen, it's good, amen, to hear from you. Amen. To know what it is that God, amen, has done and is doing in your life. Amen. You hear from us, amen, many times, many occasions. But every now and then we like to open up the platform, amen, to you. Amen. So you can, amen, tell us the goodness of the Lord in your life. Amen. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. We are excited. Amen. For what the Lord is, amen, for us in this hour. Amen. We have, amen, a few testimonies lined up on tonight, amen, that they're going to come and they're going to, amen, give their testimony, amen, of the power of God. And can nobody tell your testimony like you can? Can nobody tell your testimony the way you can tell it? Why? Because your testimony is your testimony. My testimony is my testimony. And can nobody tell my testimony for me? Amen. You can, amen, rephrase it. You can reiterate on it. But in reality, you can't tell my testimony like I know it. Amen. Because I know what the Lord has done for me. Amen. And that's only, amen, it's my job, amen, for me to testify and make known his deeds among the people. Amen. In order for you to know what it is that God has done, amen, for me. Amen. And faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So tonight, amen, let your faith be, let your faith reach out. Amen. We want your faith to be increased tonight. Amen. Through the testimonies that shall come forth on, amen, tonight. Amen. So at this time, amen, first, amen, we're going to, amen, hear from Elder Jane Packer. Amen. Elder Jane Packer is going to come, amen, give us a testimony, amen, and words, amen, encouraging words. Amen. So we're going to ask Elder Jan Packer, amen, if you will push star 6 and come on over to this platform, amen, at this time. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
We'd like to thank God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for Evangelist Bradley, who's the host of the line. We thank God for Minister Emmanuel, amen, for and having me on, amen. I'd just like to thank God to each and every one of the PNN advisors. And I want to send a special shout out to Evangelist Diane, amen, who's so encouraging, amen, that I'm able to come on and talk to. I think about all the stuff that she's been through, and she get on the line, amen, in spite of it all. And if she can hold on, I know I can too. But I'd like to thank and praise God for the line, amen. And last year, April, my son got sick. In January, amen, but we found out in February he got sick, amen, and we found out he had cancer. He had a knot come up behind his neck, amen, and he wanted it off because he said it was painful, amen, but he took it off in February. Well, in April, we lost him April the 26th, amen, just that fast. And I thank God for Elder Mason for introducing me to the line. And she told me that I should come to the line to have so much encouraging words on the line. Well, I had got an unction, too, from the Lord about starting a prayer line. And I'm Slofer. Amen. But Evangelist Bradley encouraged me to go on. Amen. She said, whatever God give you to do to go on. Amen. So I did start it, but we're kind of a little Slofer in it now. But I thank God for that push. Amen. I want you to know I'm like Paul. He talked about how he was going through shipwreck, amen, when you're going through all different types of problems, coming up against all kind of issues. Amen, how many of you be persecuted? Amen, when you're going through trials, everybody can know what you're going through but what you're going through. Amen, but I stopped by here to tell you just a little while today. I want to tell you just, I'm not like Job. Amen, when they got, Job thought he was over one thing, they come and told him his children had died. Amen, but Job had to go on. He come telling me he had lost all his color. He lost all his finances. Well, I know about that, too, because mine stayed in the red. Amen. But I come to stop by here to tell you I'm like Job in that 23rd chapter of Job. He said, today my words is bitter. And then he said, but I can find out. I just want to read it to you real quick, and then I'm going to give up some of what God had told me. Amen. I'm going to Job chapter 23. Amen. And just these few little old verses right here. And he said, then said Job, even today is my complaint bitter. My strokes is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I may find him, that I may come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Let me tell you something. When you're going through stuff you can't explain. Amen. When you don't know the answer, you seek God one day, you can't get an answer. Instead, something else come your way. Amen. You find that your child in trouble. Amen. Here comes something else. Amen. You got a child sick over there with the COVID. Amen. How many know you got a grandchild and her husband sick over there with the COVID? Amen. You don't know where they're going to live or die. You got this coming at you. You already going through trials you can't explain. Amen. So I can sympathize with Job here today and see how he feels. And I hope that a lot of us can attest today, holding on to God. In this hour, you're going to have to hold on with everything you got. Amen. Because the devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy. Anything he can do to get you to turn around, amen, he's going to do everything he's going to do. He's going to throw even the watch pot at you. Amen. But you got to hold on. And this is what he said. He said, I will know, verse 5, the words where he will answer me and understand what he was saying to me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he will push grin in me. How many know when you're going through stuff, you get weak along the way? Amen. I've been weak a long time going through this and going through that. But I tell people, if Humpty Dumpty had to know Jesus Christ, he could have been put back together again. But because I know Jesus, and I know no matter how bad the situation gets, God is able to put me back together again. And that's to keep me going. Then he said that there the righteous might dispute with me, so should I be disputed with him. So shall I be delivered forever from my jury. How many know when you're going through stuff, you're looking for deliverance? You need to be delivered from this, and you need to be delivered from that. And you pray, the more you pray, the like the worse the things get. So I can attest with Job. How many out there today can attest with Job? You're going through this. You're going through that. You can't find an answer for this. You think you're getting an answer for that. Look over there. You ain't got an answer for that. You want your friends, just like they did Job in the 13th chapter of Job. They came to Job. Every one of them, he had three friends. Dear friend, how many know your friends can sometimes can say some stuff that's real damaging? You want to know what's going on, but they always seem to know. Everybody can talk about you when you're going through something, amen. But how do they know when the shoe is on the other foot, amen, and they're in the same situation, amen? They're going to need the encouraging words, amen, and not be beat down. When somebody is down, don't beat them down. They're already down, and they're going through stuff they already know they're going through. Tell them something to pick them up. Help them to get up out the dump that they're already in. Don't throw more dirt on them. Amen. Dig them up. Amen. Stand them up. Tell them, amen, you can make it. But I go on to finish my little word here. That the righteous may dispute with me, so shall I be delivered for in my judgment. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. Look, he looked for him in front of him. How many know sometimes you can't even find God? Sometimes you can't even fear God. Amen, but you got to go on. Amen. He look in the back of him. Amen. How many know? But he's not there either. And then he said, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. He's on the left hand. What he do is work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. It said, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth and go. Amen. I don't know about you out there in radio land, but I'm back there with Job. I'm going through. This is coming. Amen. That is coming. Amen. But I'm willing to hold on just a little while longer. Amen. Knowing that God is the answer. Amen. No matter what we are going through facing tonight, I stop by just to tell you that if you hold on, just a little while longer. No matter what nobody say about you, all that counts is what God said. You got to know that who you are, and you got to know what God is saying about your life today. One thing about Job, he knew God, amen, and he was a perfect and upright man. See, none of us can't say that because we all have sin that comes short of the glory, amen, but we know the gift of God is eternal life. So we're being tried in the fire, amen, and the fire gets hotter and hotter. Amen. But how many know we're going to have to hold on just a little while longer? Everything going to be all right. Amen. Encourage somebody. Build them up. Tell them to hold on. Amen. If I can hold on through persecution, through shipwreck, through it all. Amen. I want to give in the throwing the towel. Amen. But I got every time I think about throwing in the towel, I think about how far I done came. You see, I done been to the top of the hill. Now I'm going down on the other side of the hill. That means that I'm past 50. Amen. So when you're past 50, you're going on down the hill. Amen. So I done came too far to try to turn around and start all over again. So I come to tell you today, as I was praying and asking God and seeking God, amen, when they come tell your child and something, you're going to do something. Amen, this coming at you, that coming at you. Amen. But you know you got to hold on. And God gave me this scripture when Emmanuel brought it out at the first beginning. I said, Lord, I thank you. He gave me this scripture. He said, I am the Lord God of all flesh. He said, is there anything too hard for God? So I stopped by to tell you today, I don't care what you may be going through today. It may be all as bad as it can be. But guess what? Just like Job, he this man was had bars and souls. Amen. Meat falling off. But he held on. Guess what? And when God put him back up, how many know he put him back up with his flesh, younger and all. Amen. Gave him more children. Amen. To let them know that it was God. God is going to do supernatural work. And so he's going to take a supernatural thing in order for God to do a supernatural thing. Amen. Something that's hard. Something that seems unreal, impossible. That's when God is possible. But I want to leave this with you today. If I can stand, amen, through all the persecution, through all the agony, the pain, the frustration, the ridicule, amen, how many know you can stand too? So I leave this word with you today to tell you no matter what you're going through, how bad it is, there is nothing too hard for God. God bless you. Back in hand,
amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for you, Elder Packer. Truly, amen. We thank God for those beautiful testimony and the beautiful words of encouragement, letting us know that there is nothing that God can't bring us through. If he brought us to it, he'll bring us through it. Amen. And I thank God that she was talking and giving her testimony. Amen. After all she went through, and even Job, I was thinking about that song beginning to say, through it all, I'm learning to trust in Jesus. I'm learning to depend upon his word. Amen. We get to a point where these trials and tribulations, they will cause you to trust God. You have no other choice but to trust God. Amen. Right now, we just want to, amen, just stop a moment. We want to just give God a praise. Amen. Come on and thank the Lord. Come on and bless the Lord tonight. In spite of what you're going through, lift your hands and thank him tonight. We want to unmute the phone for a minute and just thank the Lord tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. We serve an awesome God. Amen. God is so great. God is great and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord. Amen. In the city of our God. Amen. We praise God. Amen. For that beautiful testimony. Amen. Encouraging words coming through Elder Packer. Yeah. Amen. I tell you, amen. We go through things down here. Amen. But the Lord is so good unto us. Amen. His mercy endure forever. Hallelujah. Amen. And at this time, we're going to pause and we're going to, amen, have a song of praise. Amen. A solo coming through Sister Carissa Lowe. Amen. We're going to ask Sister Carissa Lowe, push star 6. Come on over, amen, and render a song of praise.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I thank God for being here. I thank God for life, health, and strength. I thank God for healing, deliverance, guidance. I just thank God for life. I thank God for Jesus. I just thank God. I thank God for everybody in their respectful places. I'm going to sing this song, Take All Mistakes for Love.
Because the Lord is my shepherd,
I have everything I need. And he helps me, he lets me rest in the meadow grass. And he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health. And he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm saying, that's why I'm saying, that's why I'm saying, saying in his arms. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. And he lets me rest in the meadow grass. And he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health. And he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm saying, that's why I'm saying, that's why I'm saying, in his arms. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Faith in his arms. Amen. Tonight, amen. Is that how you feel? Do you feel safe in the arms of Jesus? Amen. Because the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything that I need. He lets me rest in the mellow ground, and he leads me beside the quiet stream. The Lord restores my soul. Amen. We thank God, amen, for that, amen, beautiful solo coming through, amen, our very own Sister Carissa Lowe. Amen. I tell you, God is blessing, amen. God is blessing, amen. Beautiful voice, and amen. We thank God, amen, for her. Amen. She's one of our faithful listeners as well. And not only that, but the Lord has blessed her through this prayer line. Amen. The Lord has delivered her. Amen. The Lord is working on her, and the Lord has, amen, sanctified her, filled her with the Holy Ghost right here, amen, on the Prayer News Network. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Only God can do it. He's the only one that can do these miracles. Amen. We thank you to the Carissa Lowe. Amen. For that beautiful, amen, solo tonight. Amen. We praise God. Amen. All things. Amen. And at this time, amen. Amen. We have, amen, a special guest on the line tonight. Amen. That's going to come and give us a testimony. Amen. They was having a little difficulties, amen, with the line. Their phone kept dropping, so we praise God. We hopefully that they'll be able to get through. So we're going to see, amen, if they're, amen, connected back. So we're going to call on, amen, Sister Missionary, Sister Lisa Johnson, amen, amen. Sister Lisa Johnson from, amen, Camden, New Jersey is going to come and give us a testimony of healing, amen. God bless you, Sister Lisa Johnson. Amen. Amen. We'll come back to her. She may not. Amen. She was getting disconnected. Amen. The phone kept dropping. Amen. So we're going to, amen, check back with her. But, amen, we're going to hear from, amen, Sister Mary Holland. Amen. A testimony and reading from Sister Mary Holland. You can push star 6 and call it over to the broadcast side. Sister Mary Holland, God bless you.
Hello.
Yes, God bless you.
Hello. God bless you. Giving honor to God, to our co-host, Minister Emmanuel Holt, to the evangelist Andy Bradley, to everyone on the line tonight, and with a respective places. I'm going to share something with you from our Daily Bread and Todd, Daily Reminders of Jesus' Love. Philippians 2:5-11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The topic of my reading is the perfect model. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. When we place our trust in God for salvation, we are given a new life and a new destiny. In God's sight, we are clothed in Christ's perfect righteousness. In our daily living, however, learning to imitate our Savior will take some time. As we walk in obedience to his will, we become more and more like him and bring honor and glory to his name. In his book, How to Begin the Christian Life, George Sweden tells this story. In an Italian city stands a statue at a Grecian maiden with a beautiful face, a graceful figure, and a noble expression. One day, a poor little peasant girl came face to face with the statue. She stood and stared and then went home to wash her face and comb her hair. The next day, she came again to stand before the statue and then to return home once more. This time, she mended her tattered clothing. Day by day, she changed. Her form grew more graceful and her face more refined, till she greatly reflected the famous statue. She was transformed in appearance. Reading commented, just so, the spiritual man must each day seek to conform to the perfect image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. During his time on earth, our Lord was humble, loving, patient, forgiving, compassionate, submissive, obedient, courageous, and holy. No wonder Paul claimed to be an imitator of Christ. The Lord is our perfect model. God's children should be recognized as a growing illness to their Heavenly Father. I pray that something that I read will be an encouragement to someone. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. We praise God. Amen for that reading. And it coming through Sister Mary Hollis. Amen. We thank God. Amen for that. Glory be to God. We thank God for that reading. It was letting us know, let this mind be in you as it was also in Christ Jesus. We have to conform to the word of God. We have to conform, amen, to the image of God. We have to become like God. Amen. And like your voice, they've been preached so many times, amen, on this prayer line. God is not coming down to our level. God is not going to conform to us. We must change and conform to God. Amen. We got to come up. We got to pull up our standards. Got to come up, amen, to meet the standards of God in the word of God. Amen. How is that going to happen? It only comes through the word of God. It comes through prayer. It comes through a relationship, building a relationship with the Lord. And that's what this prayer life is all about, making sure that we are connected to Christ and stay connected and that we have a relationship, building relationship with the Lord. Never mind trying to build a relationship with friends and families and loved ones all the time. Yes, you should have a good relationship with them, but most importantly, knowing that you have a relationship with the Lord. Amen. Song says, he walks with me. He talks with me. I'm his and he is mine. That's when you know. Amen. That's when you know I belong to the Lord. So we praise God, amen, for that reading coming through, amen, Sister Mary Hollis, amen, very timely, letting us know that we must, amen, be like Jesus. We must conform to the image of God. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. Thank God for you, Sister Mary Holland. Amen. For you participating, amen, on this platform tonight so willingly. Amen. We praise God for you. Amen. So at this time, amen, we're going to hear from Sister Lisa Johnson, amen, from Camden, New Jersey. Amen. Missionary Lisa Johnson is going to come and share a testimony of victory with us tonight. God bless you, Missionary Lisa Johnson. Amen. Star 6 and unmute. Star 6 and unmute.
God bless. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, God bless you.
God bless everyone. I've given on to the spread a little to my pastor, Pastor Jackson, to Pastor Marshall, our Southern District Overseer. I just thank God for Minister Manny, Evangelist Bradley. Thank God for this opportunity to be able to tell my testimony. And truly, I am a living testimony. I'm alive today because of Jesus. And I want to tell you, in short, it's a long testimony, but I'm going to tell you in short. It was back in 2014, which was 7 years ago, I suffered a stroke. And I'm not talking about just a regular stroke. It was a really different type of stroke, so much so that I had to have a tube put in my brain. I had to put a hole in my head and put a tube in my brain to drain all of the fluid out. And when I was going through this situation, you know, I didn't know that I was going to have a stroke. I had came to church that night, and I was ushering at the door, and I began to come in the door. I remember saying, I have a headache. I don't know what happened, but I just had a real, real bad headache. And this looked like I just couldn't take it. It was just so strong and so much pain. And I was at the door ushering, and I believe I was at someone told me that I was standing at the door, and I began to vomit. And I just kept throwing up and kept throwing up. And then I began to pass out. And all the saints began to come around me and begin to pray. And God just began to answer their prayer because I could have died right there in the church. But they began to rush me to the hospital. And when I got to the hospital, they began to tell me that I had a stroke. You know, began to say that I had had a stroke. Here, I was out of it. I didn't know any of this was going on. So when I was in the hospital, that's when they begin to put the hole in my head, begin to drain a hole in my head, put a hole in my head and drain all the fluid out because the type of stroke I was having, it wasn't like a stroke where you would just all of a sudden you lose all feeling and all of that. But actually in my brain, the fluids were just rising up higher and higher, so they had to put the tube in to drain the fluid out. But all through the whole process, God was with me. God was having mercy on my soul. Like, that's why I say I'm a living testimony. And throughout the whole time that I had this stroke, when I was going through all the stroke symptoms and everything, my heart stopped. My heart began to stop. And the Lord began to revive me and bring me back. That was just one time. And then as I was in that hospital, I was in Cooper Hospital in Camden, New Jersey. I was being moved from that hospital to another hospital in Philadelphia. And when I went to that hospital, they still had to keep me on it with the tube in my head. And as I was in the hospital, the tube began to have a problem. They began to have a problem with the tube, so they had to reattach it. And in the midst of them doing that, I ended up coding again, which coding means your heart stops. So I died on the table two times, but God began to revive me again. You know, and throughout the stroke, when I had the stroke, I began to lose all of the feeling on my left side. I had no feeling. I had no movement in my limbs. I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything. I lost everything. And through all of that, God still kept me going, kept me alive. Like I said, I died twice on a table, and God started my heart back two times. That's why I say I'm a living testimony. And throughout that time, I could not talk. I couldn't do anything. So they ended up giving me a physical therapist, an occupational therapist, and a speech therapist. All through this time that I was in the hospital that I can remember, when I woke up, I did not have any feeling on my left side. Again, I began to stay in the hospital for at least a whole month, and I had to go through the therapy, you know, for a whole month. And somehow or another, Lord, this is God that did this. This wasn't no man. This wasn't no doctor. It wasn't no medicine or nothing. This was God that did this. He rose me back up,
gave me back the activity of my limbs, my left side. He gave me my hands back to be able to move it. I could feel. I could walk. I could do it all. I could talk and everything. You hear me talking now? I was not supposed to be talking. God had mercy on my soul. God is a healer. No matter what kind of situation is going on in your body, you might not know, but God knows all about it. He's the one. He's the one that made us. He's the one that can heal us. And he did it for me. And I know if he did it for me, he could do it for you, no matter who it is. No matter what situation, what problem you're having in your body, if you give your life to the Lord, he will heal your body. You have to believe this, that God can do it, because he can do it. There's no doubt in my mind that he can't do it, because he did it for me. And like I said, I died on the table twice. When you hear someone say they coded, that's what that means. Your heart stops. And at one time, my heart stopped from 6 to 9 minutes. And usually when your heart stops for 6 to 9 minutes, you lose brain activity, but God didn't let me lose none of my knowledge that I had. I'm a college-educated person, and God didn't let me lose none of my education. I still have all of the education I had. I have a master's degree. I didn't lose any of it because God did it. God gets the glory for everything that happened to me. I told the doctors when I came out of it, they couldn't believe that I was still alive. They told me out of their mouth, they said, all the stuff you went through, you were supposed to be dead. But God didn't want me to die because God loved me and he cared and he had mercy on me. He spared my life. And I'm glad. I'm just so happy God had mercy on my soul. And he loved me so much so that he didn't let me die. I was ready to die then. God knew that I was not ready. So he had mercy on me. He let me live on because I know God still has something for me to do, and I want to do it, and I believe he's going to help me to do it. Yes, I may not be as strong as I would like to be, but I thank God that I'm still alive. I'm a living testimony, and I could have been dead and gone, but God, he truly let me live on. And I just want to say to everybody that hears me and hears this testimony, no matter what sickness you have in your body, if you put all your trust and your hope in the Lord, he will heal your body. You just have to believe it and take him at his word, because God is just that kind of God. And I'm here to tell you today that God is a healer for both body and soul. And I just thank God for this opportunity to be able to share my testimony. And like I said, it was back in 2014, which is 7 years ago. God added more time to my life so I can continue to live for him and to be ready when he calls my name, when it is my time to die. For me to leave this world, I'll be able to go back with the Lord. If I continue to hold on and keep believing God, I know, I believe I will make it. So I just want to encourage everybody that God is truly a healer for both body and soul. And I just thank God for this space. And I ask you to continue to keep me in your prayers.
Glory to God. Come on, somebody shout glory. Amen. Somebody shout glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We want to give God praise right now. We want to meet the Lord and give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't God do it? Amen. Won't God do it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. Won't God do it? Amen. People of God, amen. Won't God do it? Amen. It pays to live for the Lord. It pays to serve God. Amen. The scripture lets us know in Ecclesiastics says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days draw nigh. It pays to remember God in your youth. Amen. It pays to serve God. Amen. You serve God, God will take care of you. Amen. If you live for Jesus and sacrifice and present your body a living sacrifice, don't tell me God won't take care of you.
Amen. When it comes your time, amen, and you're in trouble, you need the Lord, God will come through for you. Amen. We thank God for that beautiful testimony coming through, amen, Missionary Lisa Johnson from Camden, New Jersey. Amen. Tell us, amen, of God's healing power. Amen. What God has done in her life. Amen. Let me tell you something. This ain't no made-up story. This ain't no, amen, fictional story. This is a true story, a true testimony that she told you. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. I know her. I know her personally. Amen. She's not an old lady. She's not old. So let me tell you something. What are you trying to say, Minister Emmanuel? I'm saying you don't have to be old for sickness to attack your body. You don't have to be, amen, stricken in years, amen, for, amen, these afflictions to attack your body. Amen. You could be young. Amen. You could be healthy as you want to be, so you think. But, amen, you don't know when sickness is going to knock at your door. Amen. I tell you, amen, amen, this woman of God, Missionary Lisa Johnson, amen, you heard her say, this happened in church. This happened in church. She was in church. Amen. She was ushering at the door when sickness came and knocked on her door. It wasn't just sickness. It was death. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When death came knocking at her door right in church, that old death angel come to visit her right in church and try to take her out. But God. Amen. But God intervened. God blocked it. Amen. And he wouldn't let it be. Amen. God said, this is my child. Amen. You can't have her. Not yet. You can't have her. Amen. This is my child. Amen. And God blocked it. Even as she forestayed, amen, even as she coded two times. Amen. As she was on the tables two different times, she coded. Amen. But God, amen, still had mercy. God extended mercy. Amen. People, God, amen, we're living on borrowed time. We are living on borrowed time. Amen. That's why it pays, amen, to set your house in order. Amen. So when the time do come, amen, you could be ready to answer the call. Amen. Thank God. Yes, she was saved when all this happened. Amen. But even through this, God began to strengthen her faith to even the more. Amen. God began to even strengthen her and build her up even more through this testimony. Amen. We thank God, amen, for her. Even thank God for her willingness to come to us tonight to share this testimony. Amen. Like she forestated, this was just a brief portion of it. Amen. This was just a short version, amen, of this testimony. But we heard enough to know that if God did it for her, surely he could do it for me. Whatever my situation is, he could work my situation out. So we thank God, amen, for Missionary Lisa Johnson coming to us tonight to share that beautiful testimony. We are rejoicing tonight. Amen. We are rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Like I emphasized, she's not old. She's not an old lady. She's young. Amen. All this happened, amen. This was 7 years ago. Imagine, amen, she was even younger. She's young. Amen. But when all this took place in her life, but thank God she was saved. Thank God, amen, she knew the Lord. Amen. And knowing the Lord, it's worth it. Knowing the Lord, it pays to have the Lord in your life. Amen. That's what we're giving testimony for, to let you know. Amen. When you got the Lord in your life, you got benefits. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, for getting out all his benefits towards me. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for amen, that testimony once again. We thank God for all the beautiful testimonies that we're hearing tonight. Amen. We should be encouraged, people of God. We should be encouraged to trust the Lord through it all. Trust the Lord. Amen. So at this time, we're going to, amen, have a song of praise. Amen. Coming through our own, amen, Sister Sheila Jones. Amen. Is going to come and minister to us through, amen, song tonight. God bless you. Amen, Sister Sheila Jones. Amen. You can push star 6. Amen. Push star 6 and unmute. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. While we try to give a few minutes, amen, to get on the line, amen, we just praise God tonight. Amen. We just glorify God. Amen. For all his goodness, amen, towards us. Amen. His mercy. Amen. Now, I know there's other people who got testimonies. Amen. And you should be so eager to tell your testimony every opportunity you get, because somebody needs to hear your testimony. No, everybody's not going through the same thing. Everybody, amen, didn't have a stroke. Everybody, amen, didn't lose a loved one in their family like that. But it's something in your life that can help somebody. It's something that you have been through. amen, that could be a testimony to somebody else's faith. And I praise God, amen. We got so many testimonies that God has brought us through. Amen. I thank God even for my testimonies that the Lord has brought me through. And one day, amen, time permit, amen, I'll share, amen, a couple with you. Because I know, amen, I know the Lord for myself. I had personal encounters with the Lord. Amen. I had personal encounters with the Lord myself. Amen. I could stand here and tell you tonight that God came through for me. He brought me out all right. And I'm here today because of God's goodness and his mercy. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for, amen, that. Amen. We want to see if we have Sister Sheila Jones. Amen. Sister Sheila Jones, do we have you? Amen. Amen. If not, amen. Yes, God bless you, Sister Sheila Jones. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you. You have the platform.
Yeah, not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not love. No, not one. Yes, not an hour that he is not here. No, not love. No, not love. Jesus knows all about my soul.
God, thank the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord for, amen, Sister Sheila Jones ministering to us through, amen, word of song. Amen. Saying, there is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Truly, you're not going to find nobody else. There is none like the Lord. Nobody else can compare to God. Amen. We serve an awesome God. Amen. This God that we serve, amen, he takes good care of us. There is not a friend, amen, like Jesus. Amen. The scripture lets us know, amen, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. He's a friend that'll be there through thick and thin. He won't walk off. He won't abandon you. Amen. But he'll be right there. There is not a friend like Jesus. We thank God, amen, for that beautiful, amen, solo coming through Sister Sheila. Amen. Thank God, amen, for her willingness. Amen. We bless God tonight. Amen. People, God, I hope that you are rejoicing tonight. Amen. I hope, amen, that your hearts are encouraged. Amen, that you feel strengthened, amen, to go on with the Lord. Amen, we praise God tonight. We bless God, amen, for, amen, all the testimony that we have heard. Amen, for all the songs of praise that went up before the Lord. Amen, I know, amen, other people, amen, amen. We want you just to be on ready. Amen, be on ready because you never know, amen, when, amen, we're going to want you to give a testimony of victory. Amen, of God's goodness. Amen, we just bless God tonight and we hope that somebody's heart is, amen, encouraged to trust the Lord. Amen. That's the main thing. Faith coming by hearing. And after hearing these testimonies tonight, you'll be like, wow, if God did it for them, I know he can do it for me. And then you begin to take hold of faith, and you said, I'm going to trust God. I know God can do it for me. And before you know, your faith is reaching out, and you see God at work in your life. Amen. So we bless God tonight. We praise God, amen, for all things. Amen. And tonight we feel led, amen, to go in prayer right now. Amen. Maybe somebody on the line, maybe you want to come to Jesus after hearing these testimonies. Amen. Maybe, amen, you want, amen, to receive, amen, the mercies of God. Hallelujah. So we got to prepare our hearts and minds, amen, for prayer. Amen. But, amen, we're going to see, amen, amen. If we have, amen, any more, amen, testimony, I think we have one more testimony. Amen. We have one more testimony from Mother Elder. Amen. We're going to have one more testimony coming through Mother Elder. Amen. So we're going to ask Mother Elder if she will push star six and come on over to the platform side. God bless Mother Elder.
God, hallelujah, for all of the leaders that are on the line tonight, everyone in their respective places. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight for my leader, Pastor James Brinsley. I thank the Lord tonight, hallelujah, for Minister Bradley and this gift of the PNN prayer line. Hallelujah, with all of its advisors. I thank God, hallelujah, for you, Minister Emmanuel, for the powerful prayers that you bring to the prayer line. I just want to give a little encouraging testimony tonight, and it's concerning myself. Lately, I began to struggle with having courage to come forth and to speak, even when I'm functioned by the Spirit to do so. Hallelujah. But I had to pray, and the Word of God led me into the book of Joshua, where it tells him to be strong and of a good courage and be not afraid and neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goest. Hallelujah. So I had to pray for some courage. I think the last time I was on, I talked to you about joy. Hallelujah. But I had to go back and pray for some courage. Hallelujah. And courage, you know, it comes from trusting God. It comes from having faith in God, not what we can do within ourselves. Hallelujah. Not within our own abilities. Hallelujah. Because if we trust on our own abilities, sometimes we will fail within ourselves. Hallelujah. But I began to look unto God and to trust him. Hallelujah. And I tell you, courage cannot be mentally drummed up. Sometimes we try to drum it up in our minds and we can't. It comes, hallelujah, when we are believing from believing God. Hallelujah. Because the Word of God tells us that I can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah, who strengthens me. So God gives us, hallelujah, through the Holy Ghost, a continuous, hallelujah, supply of what we need. It's already within us, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah. But during my fearful times, hallelujah, it came to me, the word said, you know, you're suffering from discouragement. That means that you are fearful and you have unbelief. And I said, Lord, I don't have unbelief. I believe on your word and what it says, hallelujah. But I had to begin, hallelujah, to lean on the word of God, hallelujah. So I just want to help somebody out tonight, hallelujah, and say that if you, hallelujah, are suffering from discouragement, that's a trick of the enemy, hallelujah. It's not of God, hallelujah. The Lord, hallelujah, he has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, that he has brought me to this place, hallelujah. So I just come tonight to tell you, if you are feeling discouraged, if you are feeling fearful, hallelujah, to stop listening to the lies of Satan. Stop receiving evil reports from him. Whenever someone tells you, hallelujah, that you're not going to be delivered, you just stand up and say, he's already delivered me in the name of Jesus. If somebody tells you that you're not going to be healed, you stand up and say, I'm already healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to do it by faith. Hallelujah. I have to tell myself I have courage in the name of Jesus and begin to realize who I am and who God has called me to be. Hallelujah. So quit letting the devil run all over you with discouragement. Hallelujah. I just come by to, hallelujah, give you, hallelujah, some courage tonight. Hallelujah. Get into the word of God. Hallelujah. Because the word of God has the final authority on who you are and what you can do. Hallelujah. So I just come by to tell you to be strong and be courageous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God did not suggest, hallelujah, that we be strong and courageous, but it is a command from him, hallelujah, just like he gave to Joshua. Praise God for you. Continue to pray for me, and I will pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Come on and thank him. Come on and thank the Lord tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. God is worthy. Thank you, Lord.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. God is worthy, people of God. Amen. God is worthy. We should feel uplifted tonight. Amen. We should feel inspired tonight. Amen. To step out on faith. Amen. Step out on God's word. Amen. We thank God for that beautiful testimony coming through Mother Linda Elder. Amen. I praise God. Amen. Amen. That was letting them know. Amen. God was letting them know, people, don't be afraid. Amen. But walk out. Step out on the water. Amen. Meaning take a step of faith. Amen. Jesus is with you. Jesus said, if you go, I'll go with you. Open up your mouth. I'll speak for you. Amen. That's a promise from the Lord. He promised us that if you go, he'll go with you. He said, open up your mouth, and I will speak for you. Amen. So why do we have to be afraid? We can be confident in our God. Amen. We have to overcome fear. Amen. Because fear has torment. Fear is not of God. That's of the enemy. Amen. The devil wants us to be afraid. He wants us not to open our mouth. But it's up to us to defeat the devil. Amen. Overcome the enemy. Get the victory. Amen. And say, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to do it anyhow. I'm going to open my mouth, even though the devil don't want me to praise him, but I am. Amen. We thank God, amen, for that testimony. Amen. As she was going forth, I began to think about the scripture where God began to tell Joshua, he said, now my servant Moses is dead. I want thou to be thy strong and very courageous. For as I was with my servant Moses, so also shall I be with thee. Amen. God promised to be with us. Amen. God said, be not dismayed. Amen. For I am the Lord thy God. I will help thee. I will strengthen thee. Amen. I will uphold thee with my right hand. Truly, God's word is his promises are true. Amen. These are promises that God made unto us. Amen. We just have to believe everything that God said. Amen. Every promise that God made to you, you have to take them and take hold of them. Amen. And even remind God of his promises. Lord, you promised me this. Lord, you promised that you were going to do this. Lord, you said in your word that you will be with me always. Amen. And you get that courage to know that God is going to stand by and God is going to honor his word. Amen. So we praise God once again for that. Amen. Words of exhortation, encouragement, testimony to the people of God tonight. Letting you know you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be fearful. Amen. You don't have to operate in fear, but walk in holy boldness. Walk in your authority tonight. Amen. That the Lord has given unto you. Amen. The righteous as bold as the lion. So we praise God tonight for all the testimonies of victory. Amen. We praise God for everything that our ears have heard and for what our hearts have felt tonight. Amen. Like I said, we should walk away feeling empowered, feeling strengthened, encouraged. Amen. That we can do this. I can do this with the help of the Lord. Amen. So we bless God. So at this time, amen, we're going to, amen, amen, go into, amen, prayer. Amen. Maybe somebody on the line, amen, wants to receive the Lord, amen, as your Savior. Maybe you hear us talking about this God, and you want to know this God that we're talking about. You want to know this God that we're worshiping, that we're praising, amen, that we're honoring. Amen. He died for you. Amen. He could be your Savior tonight if you will only allow him to come on in. We want to encourage you to invite Jesus in tonight. Invite Jesus into your heart tonight. Amen. Will you make room for Jesus? Will you make room for Jesus tonight? Amen. To come in to abide with you forever. He said, Jesus said, me and my Father, we'll come and we'll sup with you. We'll make our bowl with you. Amen. And Jesus wants to live, amen, at your house tonight. Amen. So at this time, amen, I believe we have one of our advisors on the phone. Amen. We're going to ask our advisor, amen, Evangelist Renee Jones. Amen. If she will come tonight and amen, extend prayer. Amen. We're going to ask Evangelist Jones, amen, if you will push star 6 and come to us tonight. Amen. Extend prayer. God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Push star 6 and unmute.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we come to you right now. Our Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh, precious Lord, we want to thank you right now. We thank you for all things through the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for your mercy, for your love. We thank you for your grace right now. Oh, God, we thank you for the PNN. Oh, God, we thank you for this ministry right now. Lord, God, we ask that you continue to bless it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, God, for the testimonies tonight. We thank you, God, because we know that you're God of the living and God of the dead. We thank you for sparing lives, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
hallelujah.
You.
We thank you,
thank
God.
You.
We thank you for proving yourself, Lord. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You tonight, God, because we know that you're God, and beside you there is no God. We thank you tonight, Lord. Oh, God, we bless your name. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, because you stayed the hand of death. We thank you, God, because you delivered out of trouble. We thank you, God, because you delivered out of depression. We thank you, God, because you delivered out of stress tonight. Oh, God, we thank now. We thank you tonight. We ask
you
to continue, Lord. Oh, God, to cover with your blood. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you look on Evangelist Minister Bradley. Give her strength, Lord. Give her courage and give her grace to go through. Look on all the advisors tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to look to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are making our creator, Lord God. Without you, we can do nothing, Lord. Oh, God, we can't even walk except you hold our hand.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Father, thank you.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. We can't talk, God, that you put the breath into our lungs and breathe into our bodies. Oh,
thank you,
God, we thank you tonight.
Go.
Hallelujah. We can't think, Lord, unless you touch our minds. Oh,
thank
you tonight.
Thank you,
Lord. Jesus. We can't do nothing until you come. Oh, God, we thank you for your love, your mercy. We thank you for your favor. We thank you, Lord, for the shed blood. Oh, thank you, God. We thank you because you are a redeemer. You are a healer. You are a Lord. You are a Savior, God. You are a provider. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
With your blood. In the name of Jesus, look on the co-host. Oh, thank you, God. Bless your holy name. Look on your people everywhere. Those that are lifting up holy hands and they're red and with downbounded all over the land, all over the nation. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, save our youth. Save our young people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Give them a testimony of victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have thine eternal way. We will give your name praise. We ask these blessings tonight in Jesus' name and for your name.
Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. We thank God tonight for that prayer. Amen. Thank God. Amen. People of God, we thank God. Amen. We know prayer, amen, will fix it every time. Amen. Put your trust in Jesus. Amen. This is what the Lord wants us to know tonight, to trust the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. If you're not sure, pray about it. Amen. Everything that we need is in the Word of God. All of our answers are in the Word of God. Amen. I come to find out that the Word of God has every answer that I need. Amen. So we praise God tonight, amen, for the testimonies of victory, for all the encouraging words. Amen. Thank God for, amen, prayer coming through our own, amen, advisor, amen, Evangelist Renee Jones. Amen. We thank God, amen, for prayer. Amen. Prayer is a powerful weapon given unto us. So we just bless God tonight, amen, for what he has done. Thank God for each one of you for your willingness to participate, amen, in this platform tonight. So eagerly, willingly, amen, to give your testimony. And we want you to know that your testimony has been a blessing to somebody. Somebody has been blessed by your testimony. Amen. You may not know who. You may not know where they're at. But just know that somebody has been inspired through your testimony. Amen. That's why it's good for us, amen, to tell our testimonies every opportunity that we, amen, we get to give God's name the glory. So we praise God with tonight. We bless God, amen, for, amen, this prayer night. We thank God for all that he has done. Amen. Everything that has been said to the glory and honor of God. Amen. Before, amen, we go any further, we're going to yield the floor, amen, to our host, amen, Evangelist Bradley, amen, that she may, amen, come as the Lord lead her. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley.
Hello. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, I have been so encouraged on tonight, just hearing the beautiful testimonies, just hearing all that God has done. Glory be to God. Just giving them glory, even as the testimonies were coming forth. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God. My heart is just overwhelmed. Amen, Jesus. I do want to acknowledge protocol. Amen. Protocol has already been established. But people of God, I tell you, amen, by these testimonies on tonight, glory be to God. I'm telling you, if you just grab a hold to faith, just grab a hold, amen, to whatever, amen, whatever word you heard on tonight and say, Lord, if you did it for my sister, glory to God. If you did it for them, surely you can do it for me because you are no respecter of persons. Amen. Glory be to God. God is able to do it, people of God. We've heard tonight, amen, even the testimony, amen, of the sister, amen, that coded on the table. Glory to God. But God gave her life back. He gave her life back. Amen. Glory be to God. Not just life, but life and that more abundantly. And people of God, this is why we're coming here on this line, because we want to build your faith. We want your faith to be built. We're not just coming to be talking. We're not just coming to hear a word, amen, Jesus, a word to make you feel good, a word to hallelujah, glory be to God, and we rejoice together, and that's what we're supposed to do. But people of God, we want your faith to go to the next level. That you heard, that you hallelujah, you're receiving, amen, joyfully. Glory to God. We want you to walk in it. We want you to walk in it. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. As the Lord said, amen, he's no respecter of persons. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And listen, people of God, and you can take your faith to the next level. Glory to God. If you're believing God for healing, amen, listen, he can make you whole. You don't have to just stop at healing, amen, but the Lord can make you whole. That's everything. Everything concerning you, everything in your body, amen. You may be having a footache or a backache or whatever. Glory be to God, amen, Jesus. But people of God, you can pray, God, make me whole, amen. Not just a healing, but he wants to make you whole. Even in the Bible, amen, when different ones would come, glory be to God, he would tell them, go and sin no more. Your faith has made you whole. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, wholeness, people of God, of the body, of the mind, and of the soul. Amen. Glory be to God. We heard the testimony, amen, about, you know, the going through. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hold on. In the midst of the going through, amen, just hold on, amen. Trouble do not last always, amen. Sometimes, amen, Jesus, it's darkest right before dawn. It's darkest right before the day, the breaking of day, amen. Glory to God. Just when you think you can't go any further, hey, glory be to God, but God steps in. Hallelujah. And to know, people of God, that you are not alone, but the Lord is with you. He is with you, people of God. Amen, amen. As the woman of God said, whatever they say, amen, whatever the enemy tries to bring your way, whatever adverse or whatever negativity, amen, you got to counteract it. You got to counteract it, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to counteract it. We got to change. We got to be transformed. As the word of God came on the other night, we got to be transformed. We got to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And what goes on in the mind? Thinking. So whatever, and as the scripture declares, amen, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So once our minds are transformed, people of God, then our speech has to be transformed. Amen. Glory be to God. It's bringing us to trust, as the woman of God said. It's bringing us to knowledge. Amen. We got to know. We got to know what we're up against. We got to know, amen, where the fight is. And once our minds are transformed, our language is transformed. Amen. So a lot of the stuff that the enemy brings to us, glory be to God, we can tell the devil, no, that's not for me. Oh, no, that is not for me. Glory be to God. And we can do that. You can do that, people of God. And this is why the word of the Lord comes to us. Amen. This is why the word comes to build us up. It comes to build us. We are being built on this line. Glory to God. We can't stress that enough. Amen. Glory to God. We can't stress that enough. I want to share, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. I was talking to a sister the other day, and before I got on the line, and as I was talking to her, amen, I was feeling fine. But glory be to God, all of a sudden, after I got off the line with her, I began to feel very, very bad. My head began to hurt, glory to God, and I don't have headaches, amen. Did you hear that, people of God? I don't have headaches, amen. I don't have them because I say I don't have them, amen. But we got to know, amen. We got to know, amen. So I don't have a headache. So then after I got off the line and I said, glory to God, then I understood, amen, that she was in spiritual warfare, but I knew that that was not my headache. You understand what I'm saying? This is how we have to be transformed in our minds. Amen. So I had to tell the devil, you got it somewhere else. That is not my delivery. You take that somewhere else. As a matter of fact, take it to the dry places. It don't belong to me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just like that. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to stake our claim by the word of God. We got to know who we are. We got to know that our words have power. Power, people of God. We cannot be afraid to speak it. We cannot be afraid to declare it. Amen. Glory be to God. That's being transformed. Amen. Glory be to God. Now listen, after all of that, I called the sister and I began to say, I perceive, amen, by the Holy Ghost that you're going through some things, because the weight, I felt the trouble, I felt the worry, I felt, glory to God, what she was going through. And we should be just this sensitive, many, many miles away now, but I'm sensitive to what she was going through. But then what she was going through, I was sensitive enough to understand that that wasn't mine. that it didn't belong to me. Amen. Glory be to God. So we got to open up our mouth. And this, again, this is why we are here, people of God. This is why we're here. We're being built up. Amen. We cannot be afraid to speak it. We cannot be afraid to declare it. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost on the inside, amen, he's there. Amen. We just got to cooperate. We got to come subject to what he says. Amen. And how do we know what he says? We get in the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to get in the word of God. We got to know, amen, that we are special to the Lord. We got to know that we're the apple of his eye. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to know, amen, that greater is he that is on the inside of us than he that's in the world. Now listen, people of God, sometimes that's hard to see because in the natural world, amen, we don't see that kind of love. We're the apple of a person's eye. Amen, Jesus. We don't see that. Amen. Glory to God. So in our natural mind, it's hard to really, really pull that and wrap our minds around it. But when we begin to see the great love wherewith Christ, amen, came and he died for us, amen, we got to see the depth. We got to see the depth of his love. His love. We can't just see him dying on the cross as just him dying on the cross, but we got to see it in our mind. We got to understand it in our mind. We got to wrap our minds around it. Amen? And once we can wrap our minds around it, then we can receive the love that he has for us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We come to understand who we are and then whose we are. Amen. Hallelujah. And when we know that we're heirs and we're joint heirs with Christ, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We begin to understand we got benefits. Amen. We begin to understand the grace and the mercies of God. Glory be to God. We begin to understand, and look at here, his favor, people of God, his favor unto us. Glory be to God. Just his favor alone. Hallelujah. Just the Lord's favor alone. Glory be to God. I'm not talking about the grace, not that, just the mercy. Amen. But just his favor alone sets us aside, sets his love upon us, makes us, amen, insignificant, makes us, glory be to God, light to the world, makes us beacons of hope, not because, amen, we are so good, glory to God, but because we are the redeemed. Hey, hallelujah. Just because we are the redeemed of the Lord, glory be to God, we can walk in it. We can walk in it. We can hold our heads up high. Glory be to God. We can be all that God says that we are. We are. Amen. We are who God says that we are. Glory be to God. The enemy tries to hinder. The enemy tries, amen, to show us a distorted vision. Glory be to God. But when our minds are transformed, amen, we can shake it off. We can shake it off. People of God, we are really living beneath our means. Amen. And I'm not saying, glory be to God, that we're following for the fishes and the loaves, because the blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow. God is going to do what he said he's going to do, but we want to come to the will of God. We want to come to the will of God. And when we come to the will of God, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, and the honesty, amen, coming clean with him, just come clean. God, I don't know. And it's okay to say, I don't know. Amen. But in the midst of, people of God, amen, Jesus, no matter where we find ourselves, any act, any love, any kindness that the Lord shows towards us, brings us and gives us testimonies. Amen. Give us testimony. Every testimony that has come forth on this line tonight is powerful. Every testimony that has come forth on this line tonight is faith-filled. Every testimony that has come forth on this line tonight is hope. Every testimony that has come forth is trust. Every song that has come forth, glory to God. See, we got to learn how to glean. We got to learn how to pull out of everything what we need. We got to be able to pull it out because it's ours. We got to be able to pull it out, people of God. It belongs to us. Yes, it does. It belongs to us, glory to God. And the Lord wants us to have it. Amen. He wants us to have it, glory to God, because he wants to bring us to the state. Amen. He wants to bring us to the place. Amen. He wants to bring us to relationship. And it's all about relationship. It's all about bringing us into him to understand who he is. Because once we understand who he is, then we can understand who we are. And these testimonies on tonight, amen, they have been so powerful. People of God, we pray that you glean out of these testimonies. Get what you need. Don't be afraid to be who you are. Don't be afraid. Get your courage. Amen. Glory be to God. Understand that the Lord really is your shepherd. Amen. He really is your shepherd. Glory be to God. Understand that on tonight. Understand that. Understand that. Understand that on tonight, people of God. He really is. He really is all of those things. Amen. Glory be to God. He really, really is. Amen. So we just thank God tonight for every song that has come forth. Amen. Get out of what you need. Glean out of what you need, people of God. Glean out of it what you need. Amen. Because the Lord is desirous to bring us to kingdom. Amen. From church to kingdom, people of God. He wants to bring us, amen. That's a whole nother dimension right there. The Lord spoke this word to me, amen, Jesus, about 2 years ago. Amen. That he wants to bring us from church to kingdom. That's a transformation. And we got to be transformed in order to walk in it. We've got to be transformed in order to, as the scripture says, in him I live and move and have my being. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on the night again for these testimonies. Every testimony, every song on tonight. Amen. I was gleaning from everyone, and I pray that you were gleaning from everyone, people of God, because we are the Lord's building, and the Lord is building us. We don't see it all. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, even, and I'm going to say this, then I'm done, even as a carpenter, even as a house is being built, as that house is going up, people of God, amen, those beams are going up, amen, those 2x4s and those 4x4s and those rafters are going up, amen, Jesus. But the foundation, glory be to God, you can't see the foundation, but every house has a foundation. And the foundation has to be solid in order to hold that house, glory to God. And if the foundation is not solid, that house will begin to sink. But people of God, listen, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ, he's our sure foundation. He won't sink. He won't buckle. He won't bend. Amen. Glory be to God, because he's our foundation, people of God. And listen, the house can only be as high as the foundation is low. Or the building can only be go as high as foundation is low. And people of God, with him being our foundation, my God, where can't we go? Where can't we? Where can't we go? Glory be to God. In him. Glory to God. Where can't we go in him? Glory to God. So I just want to amen on tonight. Again, like I said, I was so challenged, and I'm so gleaning from the word, and I pray that you are too. I pray that you are gleaning beautiful testimonies tonight. Beautiful testimonies, beautiful song. Amen. And truly, this is the Lord's doing, and you got to know that this is the Lord's doing, and it is truly marvelous in our eyes. Amen. The Lord said it just like he wanted. Amen. Glory be God. Let me say that again. The Lord said it just like he wanted. Every participant on this line tonight, amen, I'm telling you, it was the Lord's ordination. It was the Lord's placement. It was his ordination. And you got to know, people of God, that there's a blessing from the Lord for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 There's a blessing in it for you. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I just really, like I said, I was so blessed. Amen. Hearing what God has done in your lives. Amen. Here's the two. Amen. Whether it was back then, even to now, your testimony to the acts of God, to the power of God, to the demonstration of God. Whether you're still going through and you're yet still here, that's the power of God sustaining you and holding you. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, he got a purpose and he has a plan for your life. Amen. And it's good and it's not evil. Amen. I just want to encourage you tonight, even the more of the testimony. Glory to God. I just want to encourage you, people of God. Hold on. Amen. Hold on. Listen, God is moving by his spirit, but we have got to get in the move. We cannot stay stagnant. Amen. We got to seek for the higher height and the deeper depth in God. Amen. We got to seek for the higher height. We got to seek to go higher in him. We got to seek, and we're not talking about titles or anything, but we're talking about relationship. We're talking about getting closer. We're talking about intensifying your conversation with him and your meditations upon him and getting into his word. Glory to God. All of the other stuff, amen. Hallelujah. That's seeking right there, doing that. That's seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything else. He's going to take care of it. It's already taken care of. Amen. We just seek to get closer to him. Amen, Jesus, and see what the Lord will do. Amen. But God bless you, people of God. We love you so much on tonight. Thank God for this opportunity to be a part. Amen. To listen. Amen. To be a part of this platform. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to turn it back over. Amen. To our co-host. Thank God for you, Minister Emmanuel. Awesome, awesome, awesome job. Everyone tonight, awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. Glory to God. Goes down in history. Amen. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. Love you all so much. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, woman of God. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for the exhortations and the words of wisdom. Amen. To the people of God. Amen. And let us take it in, people of God. Let us take heed to the things that left at any time we should let them slip. Amen. God loves us so well. He loves us so much that he did all of this for us. And we appreciate the Lord tonight. Amen. Let's be like that one leper to come back and tell the Lord thank you. Amen. So we praise God tonight for all things. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For Elder Jan Rucker. Thank God for Sister Mary Hollins. Thank God for Sister Carissa Lowe. Thank God for Sister Lisa Johnson. Thank God for Sister Sheila Jones. Thank God for Mother Linda Elder. And thank God for, amen, Evangelist Renee Jones. Each and every one of you that participated in the platform of tonight, amen, may God continue to bless you. Amen. People of God, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's, amen, broadcast, amen, you can text area code 912-257-3918. Amen. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, we're going to ask that you would text area code 912-257-3918. And for our radio listeners, Blog Talk Radio, amen, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast as well, amen, using WhatsApp, you can text 678-608-7234. Once again, to our radio listeners, Blog Talk Radio, amen, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, using WhatsApp, you can text us, amen, 678-608-7234.
Amen. We'll get this, amen, broadcast to you as soon as possible. Amen, God willing. So we thank God, amen, tonight for everything that's been said and done unto the Lord. People of God, put your trust in the Lord. Amen. And step out on faith and watch God work for you. Amen. We praise God tonight for, amen, this broadcast. Amen. For everything that's said and done, for your patience, for your listening ear. Amen. Go in peace. Amen. And believe what God has said. Amen. So we're going to close this line out tonight. We're going to sanction the line. Amen. We thank God once again for our, amen, our host, our visionary founder, amen, of this great Prayer News Network. 351 days, amen, that the Lord, amen, has been with us, amen, on this prayer line. And we're looking for God yet to do greater things, amen, in the near coming future and days to come. So we thank God for you, amen, Evangelist Bradley. Praise God for you. Amen. So we're going to sanction the line. Most gracious Heavenly Father, give every good and perfect gift. We humbly thank you once again for this night. We thank you for this day. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, how you have blessed us, how you have kept us. We thank you, oh, God, for what our ears have heard and for what our hearts have felt tonight. Father God, we pray that you will bless your people, oh, God, those far and near. Oh, God, those even through Radio Land on the other side of the country, the continent. We pray that you will bless them and keep them, oh, God. Oh, God, let their faith be increased. Let their faith be strengthened. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in our lives. Continue to work on us, God. Make us to be the people that you're calling for. You're looking for a church without spot or wrinkle or any blemish. Oh, Father God, help us to be that city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you. We glorify you. We praise your holy name. We will bless you at all times, for your praise shall continue to be in our mouth. Oh, God, as we lay down and sleep tonight, we pray that you be with us. Oh, God, encamp your angels all around about us. Make death behave in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, until we shall meet again at that point in time and hour. Oh, Father God, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. People of God, we thank you once again. Amen for, amen, your love towards God. Amen. Trust the Lord. Amen. And he will see you through. At this time, we're going to unmute the line that we may give our corporate praise together. Amen.
All participants are unmuted.
To give God a praise.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen, people. God bless you. Amen. Until tomorrow night, 9 p.m. See you then. God bless you.
Every time, we talk to God.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.